They're oddballs.
They are. We do something different in war than we do in peacetime. We try to make a tiger out of a guy. We have a lot of signs out here that says, okay, you're going to be a tiger. But when he gets in back of the line, he better drink tea and hold that little finger right. He better be both a tiger on the line and a T-stepper in back. You don't have two guys like that. Blakesley. Tom Blakesley? Made more women and
he raised
more
like...
hell, and he was a goddamn tiger. He was vicious. Don Blakesley is vicious. You know?
You know, you sound like the old accent with the guy who says, I'm looking for a woman. He says, I want a lady in the parlor and a whore in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So this is the same analogy, maybe. I mean, yeah. You got to be a tiger when you're up in the air, and you got to be a gentleman when you're on the ground.
Well, that's pretty hard to do.
It is. It doesn't kind of overlap.
That's right, to find such a man. There is a place for a wartime pilot, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
To find both of these qualities in peacetime is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
I understand he used to kind of sit up and drink all night and then take off with a few hours sleep or even a hangover and do a wonderful job.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a real wild man on the ground. He was correct. A tiger on the ground, too. Huh?
Yep. On the ground, too. And, of course, he was... In wartime, you could cover those things up, and he was covered up all the time. And he produced, of course, too. He produced.